I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR, Illinois. An art show and other events this weekend in Springfield will highlight the vision of poet Rachel Lindsay. I'm sitting in studio with Scott Fangold of the Illinois Times.
Hi there.
He's a reporter with them. And with Ian Winterbauer, who is a tour guide at the Rachel Lindsay home and really one of the foremost Rachel Lindsay scholars at this point. So hi, Ian. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
And Scott, in a recent, at least within the last year, a report that you did about Rachel Lindsay and the Golden Book of Springfield, you wrote the following. At the time of the Golden Book of Springfield's publication, Lindsay was a celebrity, one of the most well-known poets in the country. Ian, can you elaborate on that assessment?
It sounds kind of trite, I realize, but you have to think of when Rachel was alive. There was no television or rock and roll music, so his performance style was uniquely his. He would get up on stage and flail his arms around, and every one of his poems had a rhythm and a certain amount of orchestrated music that went along to it. So, I mean, that was the wildest thing people could see on stage. So for that reason, I mean, people sought out specifically his performance.
And so, Scott, as a reporter, what was the appeal as far as covering Rachel Lindsay in this book this year?
Golden Book of Springfield was published in 1920. And the way the story is presented is that he is in 1918 and along with this group called the Prognosticators Club projects himself forward to 2018. Sort of on a civic level, Springfield has really sort of seized on this idea that we are now in this mystical year that Lindsay portrayed in his vision of the book. And so that's sort of the broad-based appeal, and just an opportunity to let people know about Rachel Lindsay as a major historical and literary figure whose name gets bandied about, but a lot of people don't really know what that really means. And so I dug into that as a story.
Ian Winterbauer, you are somebody who's really taken the charge of keeping Lindsay's legacy alive. And anyone who's gone on a tour at his home in Springfield and have had you as a tour guide has probably learned some of the more untold stories there are to learn about Lindsay. Explain for people who maybe don't know yet what the Lindsay home is in Springfield and maybe mention some of the upcoming events related to the Golden Book.
Well, the house at 603 South 5th Street was the house in which Rachel was born. He said, "Everything begins and ends for me at this house." And, you know, like a self-fulfilling prophecy, 52 years later, he died in the bedroom directly above the one in which he was born. Most of his more memorable work was written in that house, and it was always to that house he would return. He walked across the country four times, three times between 1906 and 1912, and he always ended up walking back through the front door of 603.
Ian, what can you tell us as far as what's going on at Rachel Lindsay's house on Friday?
Well, I thought it was kind of a unique opportunity to watch like Rachel's visions come to life. Down at the pharmacy, the artists have created work inspired by Rachel Lindsay. And so I decided to open up the house to give people the opportunity to experience that, see what the pharmacy artists have created inspired by Rachel. And then they could just as easy, you know, just with a brief walk right down the street, see where all these ideas took shape. Come see the desk at which Rachel wrote these ideas down. Come see, you know, General William Booth or the Censors of Heaven. You know, see where all of this stuff was born.
Artists Bill Crook and Wendy Allen are members of the Pharmacy in Springfield. The Golden Age Art Reception is Friday, and the artwork will be on display Saturday there as well. Scott Fangold joined them to explain more.
I've reported on Rachel Lindsay and his Golden Book of Springfield before. Many people in town are aware of his legacy, though there's also a lot of information that remains unknown. You two have both been in Springfield for a long time. What's your understanding of Lindsay's legacy, and why did the pharmacy think it was a good idea to have a show focused on his ideas?
Well, Lindsay focused on Springfield. He had a flamboyant vision of how utopia could descend on a average Midwestern town. And that was sort of shocking because Springfield doesn't really have a great positive visionary feeling about itself. It sort of feels like, wow, they just get kicked around by all the other cultural centers out in the world. But here was a guy that was really going to put Springfield on the map. And I thought that was cool. You know, I thought that somebody could think, you know, in a new way about the city.
And it being 100 years ago and the idea of it being now exactly 100 years, you know, from that time, he had an idea of like there being a time frame of 100 years in which this could happen. Now we're there.
I think right. It's sort of perfect, you know, that we're there now because now is when we need a positive vision for our world and our community in specific. And it's lovely to think that Springfield, this little burg, is in his mystic vision is where it starts, and that it's up to us, and that there aren't really greener pastures. We're the greener pasture. We can all hold a piece of Lindsay's vision.
And as far as the pharmacy show goes, what was sort of the impetus to make this happen?
I'll tell you one thing. Ron Sokolsky wrote an introduction to a second version of H. Lindsay's Golden Book of Springfield. And Ron immersed himself in the legend of Lindsay. He talked about 2018 as being a significant event, and he wanted to do something. And we picked up that from him. And Ron wrote a poem that's going to be presented at the event called Dream Song Springfield 2018. So Ron, being an educator, had a lot of a push to get Lindsay's message of utopia out there.
And what sort of visuals will audiences be seeing when it comes to the overall breadth of the work on display?
Today I was over at the pharmacy helping to hang the show, and I was standing there and I was looking around, and first of all, Bill has created this amazing dioramic golden city of Springfield.
Bill's three-dimensional.
Three-dimensional.
Version of iconic Springfield buildings.
Yeah, and Bill's a perfect person to do that, having just come out with his own book about Springfield with his art. So I feel like Bill holds a seat of place. But anyway, you go in and right away in the center of the building is this golden city. Above it, a golden winged orb that will eventually be seeded into the city. And above the mantle is a portrait of Lindsay by Ted Keelan, such that it looks like Lindsay's looking down over the gallery and over the golden city. Off to a side, there's a beautiful painting by Janet Skrow that's like an angelic chorus of beings that are overlooking this event. So the art has sort of a golden tinge to it. And even on one side, there's a huge painting of the state capitol that looks like the golden energy is entering into it by Bernie Hatcher.